Gus in Dallas. Morning, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, Norm, I think we're overlooking that this is the worst Cowboys defense we've ever had, and the two of the first three picks are offense. I know our offense wasn't awesome, but they were scoring 20 points a game. Our defense is what's killed this team for the last, since they switched to the 3-4, really. Why didn't they do more to address the defense?
I just had a guy email me and ask me about defensive picks. And I'm going to give you what I consider the answer here. 9 holes and 7 picks.
Well, I know, but three of them you could have taken at least the top three should have been defense. At least
Wait a minute. The first one, you took the best offensive tackle in the draft. Do you have a problem with that?
I do. I wanted a defensive end in the draft. I wanted the pressure to come defense.
Okay, let me ask you something. The Cowboys snapped the ball 60 times on offense next year. How many plays does Tyron Smith play?
58?
60.
But Norm...
No, wait a minute. Stop. The Cowboys defend 60 plays next year. How many plays does a defensive end play?
What, 45?
Yeah.
Norm, but... How many different would those plays amount changes
okay.
If we had a decent defense we would be getting some three and out?
Let me go to the next question. You'd have taken a lesser player because he's defensive.
I didn't say I'd take a lesser player.
Well, Smith was the highest rated player on their board.
Well, then what about the running back at the third round? Couldn't we get some defensive help then at least?
I didn't. There, if I'd have stayed there, I'd have gone offense again. I'd have taken a guard.
Well, like I say, I think they're not addressing
their items.
Y'all are so worried about...
But again, Gus, let's talk about the draft, okay? The Cowboys, and I agreed with them, all the way through the draft, I kept saying running back and wide receiver are problems on this team. We knew offensive line on this team, but both guard and tackle were problems. We had a problem at defensive line, linebacker, and safety on this team. We had 7 holes.
And defensive back and...
I said safety.
Well, I'm saying, what about our the cornerbacks? I mean,
we got a half of one? Well, but again, do you consider benching Terrence Newman a huge need?
Cutting Terrence Newman, he's been undersold... oversold and underdelivered his entire career. Here.
So wait a minute. You feel you could have picked a cornerback that would have started for him?
No, I think it's more of the entire theme of the draft. I think that the Cowboys think that offense is going to fix their problem. Offense, if you give the offense more opportunities.
But Gus, let me ask you something. You get to the 9th pick in the draft, and the 5th best player is there, and the 9th best player is there. Who do you take?
Okay, well, then take him, but then the next
draft picks,
defense.
You did.
No, you took a running back.
No, you took a defensive line. You took a linebacker in round 2.
I said 6 picks. The rest of the draft, then go defense.
Why?
Because our defense sucks.
Okay, Gus. Okay, we'll go here. At the 42nd pick in the draft, the number 28 player is there, and he's the number 43 player is there. Who do you take?
Norm, I think that...
You get to your third round pick at the 71st pick. Your 55th best player is there, and your 68th best player is there. Who do you take?
Norm, you're not going to know if they were the 50th player or the 100th.
Let me tell you something, Gus. If you violate your draft board like that, I'm going to fire you so fast your head will spin.
Well, they haven't fired the draft people for the last 7, 10 years, so why am I worried about you firing me?
Well, then, Gus... Then the next year, if you bring a whole bunch of new people in and you violate the board again, you're going to fire them, right? My point is you hire people to do a job. After weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, they put together a draft board. You get to your point in the draft, and there sits Murray, who fills what you feel is a need because of how upset you are with Jones. He's the 55th best player. There sits the 68th best player, who is the next defensive player on your board. You step down a half a round because you stand up in the draft room and say, I cannot draft any more offensive players. That's it. Do you do that?
I do think you need to draft for need. I think I'll overrate drafting talent because talent changes. It's never the way that that y'all line it up to be. You're never going to
get... Well, then why not take Bill Nagy in the first round? Because talent doesn't matter.
Okay, talent matters to some extent, but not within 5 or 10 picks. I'm saying talent matters within 20 picks after, say, the first round. It's a crapshoot after that,
Gus,
Norm.
No,
you know
it is not,
like
Gus. It is not. It is not.
College.
It is not. It is not. It is not. It is not.
It is
not. It is not. Gus,
true.
That's an idiot statement.
It's exactly what happens every year.
Gus.
Every year, the people that people projected to be this particular type of player with their number aren't it. And then what
Gus?
Will Williams still be on the team because he was a high draft pick, not because of how he played.
Then, Gus? If it doesn't matter, how do you know your pick of defense matters? How do you determine that, Gus?
I'm saying you have a better chance knowing you need a...
So you have a better chance of guessing for your player than guessing for my player.
Well, then what you're saying is it's just a guess anyway, so it doesn't
no,
matter.
You're saying it's just
a
guess.
I'm saying
that's what you
your
want.
Way didn't work either.
No, Gus, you're saying I would guess that the 68th best player is better than the 55th best player. That's what you're telling me.
I'm saying that is a guess, and there's no way you can tell the 56th best player versus the 60th or 70th best player. There's not...
Then,
there's
Gus, how do you draft?
You draft... You group them, Norm. What you do is say, okay, my offensive line, the talent level is going to be in this. My defensive line, the talent level is going to be in this group. When you get to it, you look at your team, you see what you've been worst at, and then you draft that way.
You're going to get fired, Gus, in 2 years.
Well, everybody gets fired in football, Norman.
No, they don't. No, they don't. Look at Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Look at New England.
What about the under 25?
Look at Indianapolis. Look at the way Detroit's reorganizing. Look at those people.
Indianapolis has the best quarterback in the league, Norm. It's not their draft that's doing it. It's the top-of-the-line talent that they have. Pittsburgh, I'll give it to you. But what about the other 25 teams?
Wait a minute. Indianapolis is the top of the line, not the top of the line talent?
No, their quarterback's top of the line. That's what makes them who they are for it. Peyton Manning is why Indianapolis is who they are.
So it doesn't matter who you put around them?
No, it does. I'm just saying, you're saying that they're drafting this awesome way. And I disagree with you. It's because they've got one of the top five players in the league on their team.
They're picking 30th, 62nd, and 94th every year.
Exactly, but they
never get a shot at the top player.
No,
it takes skill to do that. How do you think New England stays there? How do you think Pittsburgh stays there?
Okay, what about Oakland? What about Detroit?
Oakland evaluates players terribly. Oakland uses a guessing dartboard. That's what Oakland uses. Detroit's talent evaluation and drafts the last 3 years have been sensational.
Because they've had the highest picks to choose from, so the talent level matters at the top of the draft in regards to 1, 2, 3, 4.
How about the safety Del Ma that did not go in the first round, and he's headed for the Pro Bowl? How about the tight end Pettigrew that was taken down the line? They guessed for those people?
I'm not saying they guessed for those people. They got talent. You're drafting how many players a year? You don't think that some of them will hit. I agree. They will hit, Norm. I'm saying that the way the Cowboys have done their draft,
You have the proper way to question the Cowboys. You have the proper right to question them. But just say, I'm going to throw this open, and I don't care. Hell, there may be 7 better offensive players on the board, but I'm going to take defense come hell or high water, baby. I'm going to take defense.
No, I said the first round, I'm okay with that. I'm saying once it gets beyond the first round, the talent level that you give talent scouts the ability to predict is not as predictable as you're saying it is.
Gus. How do you order your draft board? I will ask you that last question. What you do is you get to the pick and say there are 40 guys on this level? Let's take that one?
No, but there probably
yes,
are.
Yes, that's what you're saying.
On that level, so let's take one of those.
So,
10
in other words,
need.
You. So, in other words, if you rank them 55 to 65, you
yes,
take
that's,
65
that's
instead
saying.
Of 55.
If that's the higher need on my team, yes.
Gus, 4, 5, 6 times a draft, you will step to a different talent level. That's suicide.
Okay, so 4, 5, 6 times.
That's suicide, Gus.
Well,
that's suicide in this league.
Well,
it is suicide in this league. I'm sorry. There is. I stayed with that caller for a reason. His thinking is the reason of the thinking of so many people. Stop thinking like that.
It's a crapshoot after that,
Gus,
Norm.
No,
you know it
is not, Gus. It is not. 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 Gus, that's an idiot statement.
No,
that's an idiot statement.
It's exactly what happens every year.